mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, now, 30 seconds into this final hour. It is Friday, 22nd day of April 2005. Colonel Craig Roberts has been riding shotgun with us since the middle of the first hour. And we're going to literally blitz through your calls in this hour and cover a bunch of other key news items. We just passed the Waco and Oklahoma City anniversaries, also the anniversary of 1775 there at Concord in Lexington. And, of course, our government doesn't celebrate that day as a day of standing up against tyranny. No, the government celebrates it by murdering people and blowing things up and moving forward with their tyranny. We're talking to Colonel Roberts, who was a police officer, also a colonel in the Army, Marine Corps sniper in Vietnam, worked the Oklahoma City case. He was talking about some of the harassment he went through going up against the official and fraudulent story, the dead animals and the front porch, the dead birds in the mailbox. I had that happen a few times. It's standard operating procedure. But I guess you fared better than some of the other cops that were murdered and tortured who were investigating all of this. So what would they do, Colonel, when they'd be following you and you'd swing around and get behind them?
Well, it's, you know, and it's an easy procedure. I had been trained when I was with the tactical unit in Tulsa on how to do different types of tails and how to get rid of tails. And so it was a simple matter if you ever think you've got this problem, what you do is you turn down a street, turn to the right, go down into a residential area, then turn left and pull in a driveway and see if they drive past. If they drive past, you pull in behind them. Now they got a choice. They can either try to get away from you, or they can stop and try to confront you, or they can drive someplace and park and get out and walk into the store and act stupid. It's all great fun in the long run. The problem is also can be very dangerous. If you got somebody that you're after and there's two or three of them in the car, and they decide to get out and pull guns, then, of course, you got to be able to find reverse real quick.
How many times did this happen?
It happened consistently on almost a daily basis.
Did you ever get to confront them, or what happened?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. And about two times. And this one particular morning, I got up and I looked across the street. It was cold outside, and I could see exhaust gas coming out of the exhaust pipe of a white van that was backed into a parking place in one of the local parks right across the street from my house. Looking right straight at the front porch. So I went out the back door, over the fence, down the block, came up a creek bed, came up behind these guys, and walked up and tapped on their glass. And a guy rolled the window down, two white males wearing sunglasses, young guys. And I said, you know, you guys don't have to sit out here in the cold. You know, you might as well come out in the house and have coffee. I don't have anything to hide from anybody. And he said, well, we're not here for anything like that. We don't know what you're talking about. I said, yeah, right. And that's why you're driving a G car, which is a government car. And I said, have you guys got any identification? And he says, we don't have to show you anything. And I pulled my badge case out, and he says, yeah, I think you do. And about that time, he rolled the window up, and they drove off. So, and we never saw him again. But, you know, that's just one instance of
yeah, because they could be car thieves.
Oh, they could be anything. You know, I was getting ready to call the police and have them, you know, taken out and spread-eagled and do a FI, a field interrogation on them. But I decided to go ahead and handle it myself just to let them know that I wasn't stupid and I wasn't blind.
And you said it happened another time. Tell us about the other confrontation.
Well, the other time was it was a Tulsa County deputy sheriff that had been assigned to follow me. And I found out about him, so, you know, I just did a what we call a 180 split, which is where you go into a residential area like I described, let him he was in an unmarked white unit, and I let him get ahead of me, and then I pulled him over in my police car. And as soon as I did, of course, he's, well, I'm a deputy sheriff. And I said, what are you doing following me? Well, I'm not following you. Of course, then we, you know, had the typical, yeah, I think you are, because this is like the fourth time I've seen your car behind me in 3 days. And so, they break off as soon as they get discovered, and that was the end. So I went to the undersheriff, who was a friend of mine, and I said, look, tell these guys, you know, back off and leave me alone, or I'm going to get real unfriendly, and they're not going to like me.
Then they took a published book you'd done and tried to claim it was a terrorist plan, correct?
Yeah, that was Hellhound.
You're a best-selling, New York Times best-selling author. They're taking your books, and we'll talk about that and then take calls.
Alex
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've been talking for the last hour and a half predominantly about the Oklahoma City bombing, clearly a government operation. Police officers, doctors, you name it, being tortured, murdered, killed, U.S. attorneys that weren't going along, you name it. And Craig Roberts wasn't afraid, you know, to die, wasn't afraid to stand up against this. He'd been a highly decorated Marine Corps sniper in Vietnam, and of course, later a colonel in the Army, an intelligence. He'd been a police officer, been the SWAT team, flown the police helicopter, been in a helicopter crash. He's investigating this day one, first following these leads. It leads back to the government, leads back to a cover-up, so they're tailing him. He's confronting the tails. All this is happening. Then they, and we're about to go to calls, but the last point on this, just show what happened to you personally. The last thing, one of the last things they did to you is, you've written New York Times best-selling books, folks. One Shot, One Kill, that was a super bestseller. You have a published book, Hellhound, they tried to somehow cook it up that you're a terrorist because you were a helicopter pilot, and in Hellhound, it's a story of this deadly helicopter, just a fiction book. What was that like? Tell us that story, that same story you told me in that when we were traveling back from Kansas City that time.
Some character was sitting at a Little League football game drinking beer with his buddies, and he overheard two guys in front of him talking about this terror strike that was going to take place, this helicopter is being flown, and he heard helicopter, and he heard bunker buster missiles, and he heard I don't know what all else, and then he heard my name, and that I was a police helicopter pilot in Tulsa, and this guy put all these different things together, and he went to the FBI and told him that This crazy named Craig Roberts that flies for the police helicopters here is putting together a strike team to take out the Sun Oil refinery in Tulsa. And what they were discussing was the plot of the book that I'd written, Hellhound, where these terrorists use a sophisticated Russian helicopter, and they're going to try to take out the nuclear power plant at San Onofre, California. But this guy, you know, he put it all together totally separate. Well, they ended up at that time putting more taps on my phones and following me and trying to do stuff, and they ended up.
Now, they claim that's how they got on you doing this. I don't believe that story for a minute.
It's incredible that they would waste any time at all. All they had to do is call me on the phone and say, hey, we just heard this. What's the deal? But that's not the way the FBI works. So they ended up calling in the FBI HRT team and stationing in them on the day that this is supposed to happen, which is Labor Day of that year, which is 1994, I think. And they put them in the Sun Oil refinery in Tulsa. They've got them up on towers. They've got...
So, again, this is even before Oklahoma.
This is before Oklahoma City. And which is one of the reasons that when this thing all came out in the wash, they found out that I had a lot of contacts and capabilities that they didn't. And
that's why you ended up getting put on the case.
Right. This is one of the reasons they pulled me
into the
case.
This shows the crazy paranoia, though. So what happened? I mean, what were you really doing on Labor Day?
We were water skiing at the lake. And I found out about it 2 weeks later when the undersheriff called me and said, let's have lunch. I got to tell you something funny. They had worked on me all summer long, and I'd noticed some of these tales. And the phone taps and the whole bit, I just couldn't figure out what it was all about. I thought it was because I was doing some lecturing and doing some programs at some of the churches on the New World Order and things like that, because that always makes the government real nervous when you start exposing what they're really up to. And the bottom line was they backed off. They wasted I don't know how much money. I've got a big thick file on this that I ended up being able to do some good with later on. But the bottom line is they pulled out, sent everybody home, and they called this guy in and his lawyer, and they said, look, we just spent, I don't know how many millions of dollars Sun Oil Company increased their security. They put in new lights and guards and yada, yada, and nothing happened. What's the deal? And this guy said, they finally got him to where he admitted all he did was overhear excerpts of a conversation, and what it was, he'd overheard the plot of this book. Well, what I did is I took a copy of the book, I addressed it to the special agent in charge and sent it to him. So
now, Craig, one last little quick story here that you told me about, because this is really important. This is the same thing I've seen happen. You talk about when you go deer hunting and there's 20, because you're a police officer, retired now, but, cops hang out with cops. You go deer hunting and there's 20 guys there at the camp, and 5, 6, 7 years ago, they were all disagreeing with you about the New World Order and government involvement in terrorism, and now you've seen a total shift with police officers and people that you talk to and people that are still on the force. And that's the same shift that I've seen. I mean, everybody I talk to now knows in their guts what's really going on. Tell us that story.
Well, actually, the Special Investigations Division of our department had a file on me that they kept because of I've always been a loose cannon, and I don't mind whose toes I step on or what I say. I'm not much of a tactful individual when it comes to politics. And so they had a meeting here about a year ago, and one of the guys that was there called me up and was laughing, and he said, it's funny. He said, 10 years ago they thought you were crazy, and now they say you were just ahead of your time. So they're all starting to see the light now, and you've got two different breeds of officers. You've got the older ones who are saying, hey, everything is getting weird. The federal government's coming up with new laws that violate the Constitution. They violate the laws. They violate everything that we've been taught. When I went through the academy, we were taught you could not stop a car or detain anyone unless you had probable cause. You had to have reasonable belief that they broke a law, and you had to have probable cause that something occurred to stop that particular car. Now we have roadblocks out there that Highway Patrol puts up and checks for driver's licenses for everybody that goes through. That's a form of arrest. There's no probable cause there. There's nothing that says that person doesn't have insurance or a driver's license or whatever, but they're doing it. What they're doing is they're mentally conditioning us to allow Big Brother to step forward and say, we can search anything we want. You have papers?
But you talked about how now you go deer hunting, and I mean, what are the guys saying to you now?
Oh, they're saying they can't believe what's going on because it's all coming down with these new homeland security laws and so on, and these different things that are popping up that are absolutely incredible. And they're going, how did they get away with this? Well, if we had done this 10 years ago, they put us in jail. And now it's becoming the way they do things, and it's all for national security and stuff. They're incredulous, and this is all over the country. This is in my department, this is all over the country. Local officers are getting worried. Now, some of the rural type officers think it's great because it gives them more power. And you got these young Wyatt Earps running around that they love to be cross-commissioned as a federal officer or a task force officer or as a state, county, slash federal task force guy. They think this is great. What we're seeing now is we're seeing the militarizations of the departments in which they're becoming more military in their uniforms. They're wearing bloused boots. They're wearing Kevlar helmets. They're doing all this kind of stuff. And you got SWAT teams that wear ski masks. Now, I was taught that the bad guys and the terrorists wore ski masks. You know, we're seeing all of this happen, and what we're going to see is we're going to see, by legislation, the creation of a cross-deputization where we have a national police force.
Well, that's already happening.
But they don't come out and say it yet. One of these days, we're going to see United States police on a patch, and everybody's going to wear the same patch.
Let's take calls. We're going to move quickly here because folks have been holding a while. George in Texas, then Davey, and others. Go ahead, George.
Yes, Colonel Roberts, I just finished reading the 550-page Oklahoma City Bombing Investigative Committee report,
mm-hmm.
final report. In the very last part of the book, there's a statement of security guard Melvin Dennis Beal, or Bell. I don't know if you've read it. He was a security guard, and on April 6, 1995, at approximately 1 p.m., I saw a Spanish-appearing male, approximately 25 to 32 years of age, coming into the lobby. He was smoking a cigarette. He was accompanied by two white females and a white male who I'm convinced was Timothy McVeigh. And due to the fact the building is a non-smoking building, I got up from my desk, pointed to the Spanish-appearing male, and advised him he would have to take the cigarette out of the building. He came back into the building, and he and the two females approached me and apologized for the cigarette. And he began a conversation, I'll just paraphrase here, with the two white females. He gave all this information to the FBI, and after reading the rest of his statement, it appears that the FBI just weren't interested in following through on this very important information. This is 2 weeks before the bombing.
Yeah, there are dozens and dozens of those reports.
And I was wondering, Colonel, have you been able to talk to the security guard?
No, not that one. But interestingly enough, one of the points, and we didn't cover this, but I got information out of Texas that a Mexican drug lord named Juan Garcia Abrego sent two bagmen, Mexicans, to Oklahoma City to help finance the bombing, to get rid of the building, to get rid of the papers in the building, because he was part of the Iran-Contra drug network, and he had a stake in it, as did other people. And then when they got to Oklahoma City, these two Mexicans showed up at one hotel dressed as Arabs, and everybody laughed about it, because they thought, what are these Mexicans doing, dressing up as Arabs? And this is a
classic intelligence op where they use all these go-betweens to have compartmentalization and plausible deniability.
Yeah, but that was the Mexican connection. So I found it interesting when you said here's.
We also have detonators bought out of Mexico, and the BATF practicing blowing up truck bombs in the months before in a congressionally funded study.
So now you're saying that the security guard had observed a Mexican coming in, and everybody says there's no Mexicans involved. Well, yeah, there was.
Well, anyway. The last time you were on Alex's program, you mentioned the FBI has a file where they put all the exculpatory evidence, the stuff that doesn't fit their theory. What was the name of that file?
Well, they call it, I want to say the K-Drive or something like that. Something Drive, Alex. Help me out here.
That was K-Drive.
Is it the K-Drive? Where it's
a whole separate parallel computer system.
Yeah, it's where they put stuff that you can't access unless you know where it's at.
Well, see, that whole file needs to be open to the public so we know what's really going on here, because the FBI that should be helping the general public is not really helping us at all on any of this.
Yeah, that's putting it lightly. Thanks for the call. We'll come back and talk to Davey and Craig and Mike and many others that are patiently holding. I'm going to move a little quicker through your calls, so be ready. 1-800-259-9231, and I do want to spend some time on Waco and the first World Trade Center attack, and, of course, the last World Trade Center attack. Craig, I have no doubt that we're going to see even bigger terror attacks in this country.
Oh, no, I am absolutely shocked we haven't seen a mini nuke go off someplace.
And then, boy, we're going to have to give all our rights up to be safe, Craig, but the border has to stay open, though.
Yeah, we got to do that. Let them come in.
But the Minutemen are evil because they're down there just calling the Border Patrol when they see illegals. But,
yeah.
But tattle on your neighbor. Spy on your neighbor if they're smoking marijuana.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Coming up, after we take some calls, if you want to know what your city and town is going to be like very, very soon with all these cameras, everything you do scanned and tracked and traced, with the military-industrial complex actually running it, that's coming up with an example out of Wisconsin, mainstream news, and a bunch of other issues. But let's hurry to your calls. I want to thank Davey from Texas for holding patiently. Davey, go ahead. You're on the air.
Gosh, Alex, you know the thing about holding on is you get so many things said that you forget what you called in for. But I wanted to ask Craig about the bombs in the building and Dr. Deagle reporting that he had examined an individual that was there that was exposed to radiation. Specifically, how did those bombs get in there, and how many were there, and who might have put them in there?
Well, actually, Jane Graham, according to her deposition, saw when she was coming to work. She worked in the building, and she was coming to work.
She was the chief HUD person.
Right, and she was coming in through the underground parking, and she saw Andrew Strassmeyer and one or two other guys in the basement of the building day or two ahead of time, and they were putting putty on the columns and stringing wire.
They call them blocks of gray butter.
Right. It was and stringing wire between them. Obviously, it was C4 and dead cord. These are shaped charges they were putting on the columns. So we know about those. However, what's interesting is that the huge cut that goes back into the building and then goes down two or more subfloors was an explosion back in there that was not caused by C4, and there were elements of tritium in the atmosphere. There was more tritium that was found to be present in the area than there was ammonium nitrate.
Now, let's get this straight for folks. There's pillars right up next to the supposed truck bomb that aren't even damaged, but way back in the back of the building, there's pillars aerosolized in a giant three-floor crater.
Right. And
folks, for those that don't know about explosives, that's impossible. Truck bomb didn't do that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Obviously. And plus, everything was blown outward from the building. The glass and all was blown outward for several blocks. I think that if there was any type of a mini nuclear device, some type of special atomic submunition was used in this place, like some people claim, that would explain why they wanted to tear the building down, haul it off, bury it, put a fence around it, put armed guards around it. Otherwise, you could go up there with a Geiger counter and say, hey, gee, we got a problem here.
Two more points real quick, Craig, and so the other callers can get in. One, if you have a chance to talk about the death of William Colby. And regarding Waco, y'all mentioned earlier about the ADL involvement with the FBI. If you could kind of cover the history of the ADL and the FBI. And I'll listen off the air. Thanks for being there, Alex.
Thank you. Yeah, let's try to cover that a little bit later, but let's not forget to. It's important.
Yeah, but we'd have to do a whole show just on that.
Yeah, but we should at least mention it. Craig in Illinois. Go ahead, Craig.
Hello, gentlemen, and thank you for fighting for my freedom.
We're just trying to get you to fight for your own freedom, but thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. My question is, being that Alexander Levitt, who was murdered in a helicopter crash when he was about to become the president of Russia, admitted on national TV...
Suitcase nukes
are coming across the Mexican border, being that all the illegal drugs come across the Mexican border, being the fact that in California, 40% of the prison population are Mexican nationals, and being that it was reported on Hannity and Combs, mind you, the neocon network, 3,000 individuals of Mexican national origin are wanted on capital murder charges in this country. Why are we invading Iraq and not Mexico?
You know, I asked a similar question to Bob Barr a couple of days ago when he was here, and, you know, what his feelings were and what the congressional feelings were on why the Bush White House won't seal our border. I mean, I can understand the Clintons, but why the Bush White House? You know, I mean, he's drawing all kinds of fire. He's got Republican congressmen and senators all over the place screaming to do something about this, and they're getting no response whatsoever. And he said he thought it was strictly economic and that they needed the labor across the border and they wanted the votes and everybody was fighting for the Hispanic vote and all this nonsense.
Hispanics don't want an open border.
Hispanics love America. They love America. Everyone knows it. They fight like crazy in our wars. And yet this Mexican so-called republic, which is nothing but a fascist regime, uses us. I can't even speak. I got to let you go.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks for the call. I mean, it's really a scam. Well, it's also about the drug trafficking, isn't it?
It also is about NAFTA and the whole North American continent becoming one political zone.
That's in the Canadian and Mexican papers, but the average American has no idea that's even happening.
No, it's the New World Order. We're Zone 1, and Europe is Zone 2, and Asia is Zone 3, and there's 10 zones, the 10 toes of the beast. And so they're doing, the New World Order crowd is doing everything it can at the very top to reduce us to second nation status, and they've pretty well succeeded. Now, we've heard of first world and third world, but we haven't heard about second world. Second world is where you redistribute the wealth, and using multiculturalism, you bring up the third world to second world status, and you destroy us and bring us down to second world status, then everybody's one big happy family.
Tiny Elite ruling over the surfs. We'll be back with your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
We really got to conserve our time here. We only got about 26 and a half minutes left and a lot of news and calls to cover. So I'm just going to take, I don't know, maybe 7-8 more calls. We're going to really have to move fast. Toll-free number to join us as soon as you hear one caller hang up, 800-259-9231. Then I want to talk a little bit about Waco and coming terrorist attacks and what really happened at Waco just briefly with Craig Roberts. But before I do that, I just want to, one more time, as I did at the start of the broadcast, thank everybody that came out last night. A huge crowd of great people there at the DoubleTree for Jimmy Vaughn and friends with the Tunes Not Tolls, fighting these criminal toll roads on existing roads. It was a lot of fun, and it was great seeing you out there. And thanks for buying the tickets, which every dime of the proceeds goes to sue government officials and to fight against these toll roads. And that was really exciting, and I also want to thank Jimmy Vaughn, everybody, for getting involved to fight these toll roads, because I'm going to move out of Austin if they put these suckers in. And I'm not going to put up with it. Of course, there's nowhere to run. It's going to go in nationwide. But Austin's going to be one of the worst places in the country to live. And we've got to defeat this. So last night was great. Let's go ahead now and go back to the calls. And I guess up here next would be Mike in New York. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex and Craig. Privilege to speak with you, gentlemen. First, I just have to commend you on your efforts to expose the truth and to make all the sacrifices required to get that truth to the rest of us so everybody else could get on board with what's going on with these traitors in Washington. I'm just moved by everything, and I just have to say we got to pray for all the people that have died seeking the truth, the people mentioned by Craig for Oklahoma City bombing and so on. Everybody should be praying for these poor guys, for the ultimate sacrifices they have made, and to pray for all you guys still doing the job for us, getting it out there. And we have to remember, people, we're dealing with traitors. These people are our representatives. They're not royalty. They're public servants. We're the masters. And when a servant starts telling the master he's boss, it's time to lay the law down. And under the Constitution, treason is punishable by death. I think we should get into the rope manufacturing business big time, start hanging all these traitors really quick.
All right. Thank you for the call. You've got to be careful about that rhetoric, though, because that's the type of stuff they use. They are servants. They are building a control grid because they know things are going to get really bad. They're setting up a system where we're going to resist. They've got to have that straitjacket in place before then. Craig, any comments on what he was just saying?
Well, you know, there's so much that's going on. It's hard to keep track of a lot of it. But one thing we didn't mention, and he kind of spurred me off into another line of thought, and that is we haven't talked about the national ID card. And how it's coming along, and the one that's going to have the biochip in it, that's going to be able to identify everybody. And there's also another area. I want to mention this before I forget about it. I made a note to myself. We've got this bird flu, and I've seen message traffic here recently on all kinds of practice exercises at county level and state level for mass inoculations because of a possible outbreak of bird flu.
And it's all just the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act gearing up.
Right, and if you can't identify who everybody is and where they're at, obviously you're going to have a national ID card. Plus, we got the immigrant problem, and to solve that, we have to have a national ID card.
But they actually put loopholes in there where it doesn't even affect all the illegals. Good point. And that bill's on the verge of passing the Senate today. Let's go ahead now and talk to Eric in California. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, one more thing about with the Border Patrol in Mexico and why we should invade and all that stuff. I just want to say one thing is that, you know, I've met more Mexicans in the Border Patrol as agents than I did Caucasians, Africans. And I just want to say with the other guy that was talking about how Hispanics will fight for this country, that's absolutely true because...
I mean, the polls show that about 68% of Hispanics are against open borders. 87% of Americans are against open borders, and they try to announce that everybody's for open borders, and it's racist to be against open borders. That's totally made up.
And I was in a program called Law Enforcement Exploring, which is the subdivision of used to be of the Boy Scouts, where you explore a specific career. My career was with law enforcement. My branch of law enforcement was the Border Patrol. And I just want to say I met more. I mean, I was like the only white guy in that post, and there's more women than guys in that post. It's amazing. The actual...
yeah, it's all an illusion. It's, I mean, look, no one's for the toll roads. They're doing it. They say, we don't care.
No sense.
I mean, 98% of police and studies are against gun control, but still they carry out their criminal orders. Thanks for the call. It's incredible. Larry in Arizona. Larry, go ahead.
Larry?
Yes?
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Craig Roberts, you know what? We're having the Mexican Army mass just south of the Arizona border here in Naco, Arizona, for the past two or three weeks. And, of course, Alex has exposed the fact that the Pentagon has contracted with the Mexican Army to come into the United States and enforce martial law against the American people. That's actually the Washington Post.
No, that's part of the North American security perimeter and the deals they've signed with Mexican and Canadian troops to police all of North America. Craig, any comments on that?
Well, that, and there's not enough of them to do it, so you're going to have to call in Chinese.
Well, yeah, yeah, I have the article in the Chinese, too. But my question to you is, could it be, and I love the Minutemen, okay? I went down there, I talked to them, they're really great guys. And the thing is, could that be a cover to mask the Mexican troops on the border without anybody getting excited?
I don't think so. The Mexican troops are there and over the border of Cochise County helping move the illegal aliens to outflank the Minutemen.
Yeah, 150 miles, by the way, 150 miles west. You know, so I agree. In other words, there's a reason for the Mexican Army to be massing from Naco all the way to the Yuma border.
Well, they're always there. I mean, they're always there killing people, and the feds just roll over. Thanks for the call. I mean, it's the real deal. Let's talk to James James, where are you calling us from?
Virginia.
Welcome.
Yeah, I had a question about the event earlier this week. Colonel Roberts mentioned Bob Barr earlier. What was he talking about? Is he on board with the truth thing, or was he talking about a side issue, or what was Congressman Barr doing at the event this week?
He was the keynote speaker for the banquet the night before the program, and he talked about fighting against this Homeland Security law.
Wait a minute. You guys had the 10th anniversary Oklahoma City Truth meeting? And you're telling me that Bob Barr came to it?
Yes, he was our keynote speaker.
Well, I was invited and just didn't go, and I should have gone, but I mean, I would have loved to have gotten all that on video. I've just been so busy, and I don't like traveling, frankly. But I should have gone to that. And I mean, what was, so Bob Barr is there at a meeting where you guys are talking about government involvement in Oklahoma City?
Well, he spoke the night before. He was gone when we had our program. But basically what he was speaking on was his efforts. He's formed an organization there in Atlanta, and his their efforts are to reduce and do away with much of the Homeland Defense Act and get back to the Constitution.
Which has nothing to do with fighting terrorists.
Well, it has to do with trying to restore some of our rights in the Constitution.
No, but I'm saying, I mean, Homeland Security is a control grid.
Oh, no, Homeland Security is here to make sure that you and I don't fight terrorism. I mean, if you look at TSA at the airports, they don't do anything to stop terrorist acts. They harass the public so that you don't want to fly.
Ron in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ron. We'll go ahead and bring Ron up now.
Okay, Alex. For your listeners' benefit, I'm here in Oklahoma City, maybe a mile and a half from the Murrow Building. On April 19th, I felt the shock. I saw the gigantic dust cloud over the building, whatever caused it. But also, Oklahoma is definitely behind the Information Iron Curtain. And I would like to know, for one thing, what the Mexican involvement in this was. How were they involved?
Well, you see, the CIA, when they carry out an event or one of those other agencies that were all involved, they like to use organized crime. They like to use different go-betweens, compartmentalized, like a Lego set or an Erector set, to then put it all together. And that's just standard operating procedure. And they were involved in smuggling across the detonators. They were, Colonel Roberts, you worked the case.
Well, you know, this goes back to the drug smuggling that happened during Iran-Contra, the MENA affair and all of that, when we get information that a major Mexican drug kingpin who's in charge of the land route in through Texas is sending two Mexican bagmen up to Oklahoma City to help fund the bombing. And it's not followed up by the FBI, even though I did two separate, extensive, detailed memos on who these guys were and where the information came from and what they allegedly did. I could not get the FBI to move. In fact, they denied that Juan Garcia Abrego even existed up until the time, 3 or 4 months later, when they extradited him out of Mexico on unrelated charges and put him in our prison system. And as it turns out, at the time I was asking them to check on this guy, and they said he didn't exist, it turned out he was on their 10 most wanted list. You can get on Google right now, type Juan Garcia Abrego, A-B-R-E-G-O, and you get all the hits you want. Yet they couldn't find this guy on the FBI computer. There were some Mexican connections there that we were investigating, and we couldn't get the government to move on.
All right, Ron, anything else? Anything else, Ron?
Yeah, Alex. Where does the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Jewish Defense League play in all this?
Well, it's not the Jewish Defense League. They're a suborganization of the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai B'rith. And
they were busy running around spouting the Clinton line that it's evil talk radio. It's the evil right-wingers.
Yeah, they were the ones that diverted and derailed the entire investigation, and we dropped the whole Middle Eastern part on day five.
Every time we... someone talks about the bombing here in Oklahoma City, they try to tie it into Nazis or whatever.
And that's
white
totally
supremacists.
Wrong. That's all brainwashing. That's all that is. They're buying the government.
But the government knows that we're waking up that their story's a fraud, so they give you a false story to fall into.
I personally realize that, but what I'm saying is this is for your listeners' benefit. That's how they operate. They try to demonize anyone who comes out and tries to spread the truth.
No, I hear you. Let's shift gears. Thank you for the call. I may have time to take a few more calls, but Craig, I wanted to cover this. As I saw the Pentagon plan about 5 years ago, how they were advising the cities with all these cameras going in, the transponder readers. The whole grid's been put in, and now from Florida to Wisconsin to Texas, they're quietly putting in the final touches. But this is out of a major newspaper out of Wisconsin. Headline, Homeland Security, Lockheed Martin provide total surveillance for Wisconsin town. And let me just read a few paragraphs. This isn't Big Brother situation that we have here, said Councilman Red Nutt. This is another tool for our law enforcement officers. For the last 18 months, Police Chief Richard Bold has been investigating the technology, even going so far as to take a recent trip to Cocoa Beach, Florida, with City Administrator Leon Compton to see exactly how well the system works. And it goes on to say that this is basically opening up a whole new world. This is something that is cutting edge and will allow us to get in on the ground floor with something that is great for the safety of our community as a whole. And it goes on to say it's wireless cameras and systems that are hooked in. It's run by Lockheed Martin with a Pentagon system, thumb scanners, face scanners. The entire city, it says every stoplight, every street will have these small wireless cameras. And it goes on to say the system, which was originally engineered for use by the United States military during battlefield operations, has since been taken over by Motorola, a company renowned for its innovations and leadership in the communications sector. Lockheed Martin was hired by the city as an independent information technology consultant on the subject. And it goes, it continues, after these three phases of installation are complete, the entire community of Ripton will be online with the system and virtual wireless hotspot, giving city-equipped vehicles and Lockheed Martin engineers the chance to iron out and, any receiving bugs in various pockets throughout the town. And it just goes on with about the thumb scanners and face scanners, and everything will be wired into police cars with cameras watching and scanning everything we do, and they admit it's a Pentagon program. I mean, Colonel, this is just, I mean, they've got a bill in the Texas legislature to put transponders in all our cars by law, to tax us with the toll roads, and the minute our insurance runs out, to instantly arrest us. And I mean, this is Nazi Germany on steroids.
Oh, it's the invasion of privacy that they keep saying that we've got to have this right to privacy. We've got to protect your privacy. We've got to do this and that and the other. Then they turn right around and they put cameras every place. It's, you go to London, England, and it, of course the IRA is supposed to be the threat, even though the IRA hasn't done anything in London in years. They've got cameras everywhere watching everything in London. Now that's the test place.
Yeah, over 4 million. But with this, they're not even saying it's for terror.
No, I mean,
they put the systems in, then they announce what they're going to do with it, and it is just this total control grid, and then Lockheed Martin runs most of the red light cameras, and they even give you the tickets and charge you, a private corporation. I mean, it's a joke.
Oh, it's crazy, but it's Big Brother, and the war goes well in Oceania, so citizen, just, you know, step into line and do what you're told to do. That's where we're going. We are past 1984. We're knee-deep in it right now.
But they won't do this on the border.
No, they haven't got any assets to fix a fence on the border, but they've got assets to go up here into these various towns and cities and put cameras on every red light. It's absolutely,
for those who don't know, every car that drives through constantly, instantly, it reads your license plate and runs it through a criminal background check.
Well, and they've got the face recognition software that'll go through windshields now. So that when you drive through, that it can run and it's not infallible. I mean, you can pop up as somebody on the 10 most wanted list if the camera just gets.
Well, they found that in Tampa.
Yeah, the light reflection just wrong, and you can get stopped and have guys with guns pull you out of the car because the.
Folks, do we want to do this to America? I mean, this is a sick joke. Here's another one. Prison Planet reporting on this. We have the mainstream news articles. Links to it. The British government first declared 2 years ago they found this Ryosin plant. Turned out it was fake. Turned out it was a false story. Now it's come out again that it was a fake news story. And they ordered mainstream British newspapers with a, quote, D-notice to remove the articles, but we have them saved on the website. They ordered major newspapers from The Guardian and others to just remove the stories. Do not report that we're issuing fake terror alerts. I mean, same thing. It's like our press now with all these fake news reporters, Craig.
Oh, I know. Well, you know, I found out a long time ago that the mainstream media is an organ of the CIA. You sit there and you take the three main ABC, NBC, CBS, and you're watching the evening news, and you can flick back and forth, and guess what? You're not going to miss any news stories because they all report exactly the same thing at exactly the same time. You know, I mean, if that's not pretty obvious.
They decide their deal is we tell you what the news is. You know, it's not all the news is fit to print. It's we tell you if
and
we
again,
don't.
Again, that's
say
the
it,
predominant media. It isn't that all the people are government agents because the people that write the good wire stories, nobody reads the wires.
No.
And you find all the real news on the wires, but no one ever learns of it.
Yeah, they get the same talking heads every night to spout the same propaganda, and they'll go off on and sensationalize.
But Craig, it's not working. This is from editor and publisher. Dallas paper suffers serious plunge, circulation plunge, and now they're getting subpoenaed by the district attorney because they've been putting out false subscription numbers to advertisers. And the last year, they've had a 13% drop in readership. If they'd already had a 60% drop in the last 10 years. It's the same with all the other papers. And TV's lost 45% of their audience, period. Everybody's leaving them, Colonel. They're all coming to us, so the globalists have got a problem.
The only thing that they've got worth anything is the classified ads. Other than that, you've got birdcage liner.
It literally is birdcage. But, I mean, so they're losing their viewership. They've got the globalists have to move quick. I mean, are you not finding the same thing I'm finding, that people are really waking up?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think it's scaring the opposition. And, like you say, they're going to have to move quick, and they are.
Well, when you blow up the city, New World Order, everybody's going to know you did it. You murdering trash. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I've just got time to take two final calls from Joe and Nancy. Sorry to all the other callers. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Go to riflewarrior.com. Craig's written a lot of amazing best-selling books and a lot of books that expose the New World Order from an excellent perspective that have been somewhat suppressed that you need to get. riflewarrior.com. My new film, Martial Law, is out. I hope you'll get it. It's my best work, exposing 9/11, the occult elite, the latest police state developments, and how to stop it. 3 hours long, folks. It's my best work. Please go to InfoWars.com and order it via the Safe Secure shopping cart, or you can watch long clips of it. About half the film's on the site for free now. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch the whole thing online right now. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Or call toll-free to get Martial Law or any of my other films or books. 1-888-253-3139. And it does make this broadcast possible, I should add. 888-253-3139. And the power of you, the people, getting these videos and making copies just cannot be gauged. Before we take these two final calls, Craig, I want to thank you for coming on with us. And just real quick, if you could, in 45 seconds, talk about what really happened on Waco.
Well, I think what happened there is there at the end, there were some things going on inside the building that they had to shut up, that they had to make sure that these people didn't come out and speak of. Somewhere along the line, orders were given that everybody had to be eliminated, because there's no other way that this could have happened. Other than that, I was one of the people who analyzed the FLIR tapes that looked down when the tank went into the building, and initially in the back of the building. When
you could see troops firing their machine guns, and the news goes, no, that's not machine guns.
Well, after the tank went in and came out, then the fire started in that part of the building that the tank was in, and these people wouldn't have gone up against a tank, you know, and then started a fire afterwards.
And then they put the bomb on top of the books repository and, you know, the records vault. It's so disgusting what they did. Let's talk to, I've got a good point. Let's talk to Joe in Chicago. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I was watching the History Channel this morning. They had a program called Days That Shook the World. And they had one on there about the attempted assassination of Adolf Hitler in 1944.
Yeah, with the bomb they put right up against him, but the leg of the table didn't kill him.
Exactly. The one thing that really kind of like really opened my eyes and just put me at attention.
A huge explosive couldn't blow through the leg of a table.
Yeah, right. But
a truck bomb blows giant columns away, further away than columns right up against it.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that the point you were going to make?
No, actually not. Some of those guys, they had made mention the actual name of the two gentlemen that were part of the conspiracy. They had mentioned that they were part of the German Homeland Defense Division.
Yeah.
Now, is there any truth to that?
Yeah, no, it was Reich Security.
Yeah, isn't it?
Reich means land. No, Homeland Security is a German translation. Colonel, comments?
Yeah, it goes right back to the same stuff that happened in the 1930s after the Reichstag fire. I mean, it's almost a lot of it was patterned right after that. It's almost like an off-the-shelf deal. They just pulled it out, dusted it off, and Americanized it.
Wow.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Great points. Yeah, the 68 Gun Control Act is an exact translation. Two words are changed from a German Gun Control Act. Senator Dodd did that. Nancy in Texas, last caller, go ahead.
Hello there, Alex. I just wanted to thank you and everybody on your show and all your guests that you had on. I just wanted to read a quick poem that I wrote for you and properly recognize from your famous words.
Okay, go ahead.
We're not your property. We're not your slave. We're not your farm animal. We're not here for you to send us to your wars. We're not here for you to judge. We're not here for you to tag. We're not to be discriminated. We're not to be violated. We're not to be scanned. We're not watching your mind control advertising. We're not watching your reality bullcrap shows. We're not watching your brainwashing sitcoms. We're not over you taking away our rights. We're not over you killing our people. And we're not over your big brother cameras everywhere. We're not the people who will let you take over. We're not the people who believe your lies. And we're not the people who will be controlled. We're not afraid. We're not afraid. And we're not alone. We're not hurt from your greed. We're not hurt from your rules. And we're not hurt from your power. Because we, the people of the United States, in order to reform a more perfect union...
Listen, Nancy, you're going to have to call me back on Monday with the rest of this poem. Greg, thanks for coming on.
See you next time, brother.
Take care. Hello.